Harper and Harper Audio present Stinky Stories Number 1, The Boy Who Cried Underpants, by JJ and Chris Grabenstein. Read for you by the authors.
Chapter 1. Story Time.
Hi there. I'm Stinky. Yeah, that's my name. Probably because I'm a skunk. Aren't you glad this isn't a scratch and sniff book? That lady reading the story to the kids? That's Mrs. Emerson. She's the school librarian. She's also the nicest person in the whole building. Today, Mrs. Emerson read a story from the Big Book of Fables. She even did voices.
The shepherd boy cried, "Woof, woof."
Of course, I already knew the whole story. I've heard it a million times. It's what they call a classic. That means it's old. The Boy Who Cried Wolf was written more than 2,000 years ago by a guy named Aesop. He wrote a bunch of famous fables, like that one about the tortoise and the hare. I don't have hair. Not real hair, at least. I'm a stuffed animal. My fur is soft plush fuzz. Mrs. Emerson turned the page.
The angry villagers charged up the hill with pitchforks. They were ready to chase off the wolf.
Uh-oh, Jerry the giraffe whispered. They're gonna poke that wolf in the butt. Jerry is an odd giraffe. You might notice that she's sitting on a lower shelf next to Wags the dog and Mr. Stuffington the bear. I live on the top shelf because, you guessed it, I'm Mrs. Emerson's favorite.
The shepherd boy saw all the villagers running around with their pitchforks and looking for the wolf. He doubled over with laughter. He had only pretended there was a wolf. He thought the trick he played was very funny.
That's the third time the boy cried wolf, said Jerry. I've been keeping score.
This story is preposterous,
Mr. Stuffington sniffed.
There's a rhinoceros?
No, Jerry, I said it's preposterous. That means it's silly. Why would any village put a young boy in charge of sheep security?
Shh,
said Wags.
I want to hear what happens next.
Chapter 2. Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?
The very next day, a big bad wolf really did spring out of the woods.
All the kids on the story rug gasped when Mrs. Emerson read that bit. I told you, she's good. Mrs. Emerson continued reading.
The boy shouted, "Wolf! Wolf!" But the villagers thought he was trying to trick them again, so they didn't come to help. At sunset, the shepherd boy still hadn't returned to the village. A wise old man went looking for him. He found the boy weeping in the empty meadow. "There really was a wolf this time," said the boy. "Why didn't anybody help me?" The old man told the boy these very wise words.
Mrs. Emerson put on her creaky old man voice.
"Nobody believes a liar, even when he is telling the truth."
Mrs. Emerson closed the book.
The end.
"Were the sheep okay?"
asked Abby, a very shy third grader. Her eyes were wider than Wags the dog's.
"Oh, yes, the sheep were fine, just fine."
"What happened to them that made the shepherd boy so sad?"
asked Justice. He looked worried, too.
"What do you think happened?" "Sometimes you have to use your imagination to find the ending you're looking for."
She stood up and had a big grin on her face.
"Now, if you children will excuse me, I must go shelve some returns."
She gave me a quick wink and walked away.
"I'm worried about the sheep,"
mumbled Abby after Mrs. Emerson was gone.
"Me too," said Justice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?